Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is the great John Shea, the Shea Hey Kid from the San Francisco Chronicle. We've been talking a little bit, John, obviously, about the piece that you wrote over the weekend about Frank Robinson. Were you, like Joe Shasky, were you shocked at the percentages and the numbers that you found as you were researching this piece? And good morning, John.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you. I mean, I grew up here. I'm very familiar with that 81 team. Teams in the 70s, teams in the late 60s. I mean, I grew up with Mays and McCovey. And then, you know, years later, Chili Davis comes along. And, you know, those are just homegrown players. And they traded or signed a whole bunch more all the way up through Bonds. And you know, during the championship era, things changed. And while you saw a lot more Latin American presence, the African-American presence wasn't there on those 10, 12, and 14 teams. But it wasn't just the Giants. You saw a lot of World Series teams show up and say, well, man, where are the African-American guys? We see Asian guys, we see Latin American, you know, we see Canadians, we see, you know, Mexico, Cuba, Dominican. The Giants and so many other teams invest so much money in the Latin American progress and development of young 16, 17, 18-year-olds. Mm-hmm. Where is it here is my question. But, you know, when writing this story, and it was 40 years ago, pretty much almost to the day, you know, a few weeks back, that Bob Lurie hired Frank Robinson. It was a late hire because Dave Bristol was fired during the winter meetings in mid-December. So he took a while, and, he had a long list of guys he interviewed, but Frank was hired because he was the best guy, period, without a doubt. And when I talked to Bob Lurie and even his wife, Connie Lurie, to reflect on what happened 40 years ago, as well as Corey Bush, who was Bob Lurie's right-hand man, as well as players, Billy North and Larry Herndon, who were on that team, as well as coaches, Don Buford was Frank's main guy on the coaching staff during many of Frank's stops as a manager. And, you know, I just asked him, it was they were almost alarmed I was asking about race, because at the time it was hardly a deal, according to everybody. I mean, obviously, Larry Herndon said it was a great, bold move, and Lurie deserves all the credit. But Lurie says, well, it wasn't a big deal. I mean, born and raised in San Francisco, liberal parents. I was never really a guy who cared about that. Now, he said that a whole bunch of owners did. And he says even to this day, they do. I mean, the lead to the story is about some ignorant American League owner who called him and said, you can't hire Frank Robinson.
Right.
And Lurie said, why? He said, well, you can't fire Frank Robinson. And Lurie said, what? And he said, he hung up. That was the end of that conversation. He said, not only did I hire Frank Robinson, I fired Frank Robinson.
No, I mean, this piece was incredible, John. And I back in those days in 82, because I was a little young, I don't even think I was, I was born in 82 September, so I'm not trying to age anybody here. But what was San Francisco like back then? Because it feels like San Francisco was maybe the perfect city for somebody to take a chance on an African-American in a high-profile position, like being a manager of a baseball team. It seems like this couldn't happen, say, in St. Louis or maybe even Chicago or Milwaukee. It feels like if it happened out there, the owner would have had to sell the team.
Yeah, it still hasn't happened in a lot of those cities. But,
yeah.
That's true. Like I said, it was, kids in the backyard playing wiffle ball, imitating Mays and McCovey.
Yeah.
You know, like it was just the thing to do, not because it was novel or new. It was just normal. And yeah, that 81 team, I just counted them up. I went through baseballreference.com, and I said, oh, one, two, oh, three, wow. four, five, six, seven, eight, nine players from the 81 team. And I said, that just doesn't happen. It wasn't because Frank was black. It was because they were the best players, and Giants tried to get them. And, you know, they traded some. They brought some in. I mean, it was just the way it was at the times. I think it was 75, 76 when we had the highest percentage of African-American players. And, you know, each of these people I spoke with, I said, what's up with now? Why don't we have that many? And it wasn't 9 out of 25. It was 9 out of how many they had back then. It wasn't like 56 how they have now. It was only about 32, 33 players they had in 81. So it's about a third, you know, maybe a little less than a third of the overall players who showed up. But I asked all these guys, you know, Don Buford and Billy North and Larry Herndon and Corey Bush and even Tommy Lurie and Don Buford. I said, what about now? And only you know, nobody could say this is why and this is what should be done. I mean, there's so many theories, so much speculation as to why baseball can't attract the young African-American athlete to go into their sport as opposed to basketball, football, or something else, soccer, whatever. And so Bob Lurie kind of said, well, you look at the top, you know, you look at the ownership, you look at the GMs, you look at the president of baseball ops. That's where you don't see faces belonging to African-American. It's still predominantly white.
Yeah.
The Angels are the only team with a man of color, and there's no woman of color that owns a team.
When they're so, like, Sean, not to cut you off, but when they're like 70 or 72 African American players on opening day rosters going into last season, or was it the season before? The numbers were real low, and I was like, wow. And CC Sabathia came out and spoke about that.
Yeah, it's below 8%. I mean, imagine that. I remember when it was 11, I said, whoa. And then it got to 10, then 9, then 8. But, I mean, but Bob Lurie had a pretty good quote. When I asked him, I said, what about now? He said, you know, in terms of managers and front office gigs, whatever, he said, the talent's there. You wonder what the hesitation is. The baseball owners are different. I certainly found that out. People grow up with different beliefs. It's hard to change. And I said, whoa. I mean, Bob Lurie's 92. And he's telling me this. He gets the paper. He reads everything. You know, he keeps in tune with what's shaking in the world. And, you know, it took Bob Lurie 40 years after he hired Frank at age 92 to say there's some issue here with all this ownership and all the quality people that are passing by, you know, the Billy Owens of the world. Why isn't he a GM? I mean, I keep writing it over and over. I mean, he's like the most qualified guy in the room. And he keeps going for these interviews. And Billy Owens is the great assistant GM with the Oakland A's, smartest guy in the room. Always, you know, in terms of player development, there's nobody better you want in terms of, you know, analyzing a guy and should we get him, should we not?
Yeah,
he's an assistant GM, and he's been there too long. He needs a promotion somewhere. But that's just the way baseball is right now.
Well, you know, it's one thing that I don't even know if I was cognizant of it. I just thought that the team represented the area I grew up in, where, you know, they have the three Alou brothers in the outfield, which was a novelty at the time, but I thought it was just normal. You know, Dusty Baker hired. I thought it was just, you know, Dusty was the right hire and everything. And I'm reading your article and I'm realizing, like, oh my goodness, like the Giants have really been at the forefront of bringing in all the Latin American players, having African Americans in prominent positions. They have a female or had a female on their coaching staff. They have a minority as one of the GM positions, which is super rare. We know the Marlins hired a female this year, but like, it's few and far between. There's not enough Asian American representation. There's not enough Latin American representation in these executive offices. John, how do we get there though? Like, it feels to me like we're only going after Latin American players because they're cheap labor, because they're controllable costs. Like, that to me is like the fundamental issue here.
Yeah, I did like a top 15 baseball people to watch in the Bay Area for 2021, and I went into it thinking, okay, I want to kind of showcase diversity. I want to look at, you know, behind the scenes, who's out there, who's important, you know. And Rinnell Brooks Moon is the most high profile African American in the Giants organization. and she's the PA announcer. Granted, I mean, she speaks the truth. She has wonderful things to say about community, about team, about racial injustice, and she needs to be heard. And I ranked her very high on this list. But, you know, Alyssa Nacken, who's a great, you know, role model for young girls and boys, who now is looked at in a normal capacity because it's her second year. First year was novel. I remember Brandon Crawford, first day of spring training last year, asking about Alyssa, and she said, this shouldn't be a story. You know, this should be normal. It shouldn't be a big deal that a female is a coach in the big league. But it was last year, and, you know, now hopefully it's more normal, and other women get hired into these baseball gigs, and the more success they achieve, the better the game will be, and the more accepted it'll be, and young girls can do all that. But anyway, I mean, I diversity is key in any sport, and baseball hasn't been doing a real good job with it, and it starts with ownership on down, the president of baseball ops to the GM, but it also starts in the commissioner's office. And you know, they just need, I look for African-American management people. You know, Billy Owens, obviously. The Giants don't have much. If you looked at the front of the media guide, there's about 37 pictures of people, and there's one African-American there. Mm-hmm. And that's their, like, lead front office management type.
Well, it's like a lot of industries, John, right?
Yeah.
Like, you hire your friends, and oftentimes your friends look a lot like you.
Exactly. But I didn't see any real Latin America faces either on either side of the bay, you know, where players, you know, dominate the game. 33% of baseball is Latin American present.
Well, we could obviously talk about that with you forever, John, but we want to get into a little bit of the Giants now that they're underway in Scottsdale as well. We're talking with the Chronicle's John Shea.
Thanks, John. Yeah,
honestly, I'm glad you sent that, because me and B have been talking about this for quite some time, and thank you for bringing it to everyone's attention. Get back in there, Kate.
Yeah, and we're going to keep talking about it after we say goodbye to John. But one of the things we've been chopping on this week, John, as we know, Buster and Brandon are in the final years of their current contracts. We don't know what the future holds. Yaz, Alex Dickerson, all these young guys coming up. Who is the face of the Giants this year? You know, we're seeing Tatis sign the $80-million-year deal with the San Diego Padres and stuff. We know the Dodgers have superstar after superstar. But when you think of the Giants, is it still Buster? Is it somebody else? What do you think?
Yeah, I guess it has to be. I mean, unless you say, well, who's the best player? And that's Yastrzemski. He was by far the best player on the team last year. You know, their best hitter, their best presence, their best spokesman. He did it all, and with the Willie Mack Award winner, right? So, he's maybe the face of the franchise now, but who was he? He was like an 8 or 7 year minor leaguer and discovered by Zaidi, brought in, quickly called up and said, what the heck did the Orioles do all those years by not promoting him? And, you know, now he's really good. He could get better defensively, and, you know, there are issues there, to get back to where he might have been in 19. But I think people who've been around still look at Posey as a face only because of all the rings, and he was the common denominator, the only one on the team, because the Brandons only had 2 years of winning World Series, and Buster had 3, so he's really the guy. But, you know, can the guy, be a, you know, 250, 260 hitter who doesn't drive the ball? That's going to be the big story this year, a year off, further removed from hip surgery. Will he be the old Buster? Well, he's not going to hit 25 homers, but maybe he can drive the ball a little better. You know, some downtime, some legwork, whatever, you know, he did. If he were on the team last year, they probably make the playoffs, because all they had to do was win one more game. They had all kinds of problems with those catchers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think the future, you look at catcher, you look at first base, you look at shortstop with those three guys. You know, I can see Belt hanging out another year because they love what he does. You know, they love his awareness at the plate. You know, Crawford, this kid Luciano's coming up. And he's 19, but he might come up, in a year from now. He might be the shortstop next year, opening day. Or I'll see Moose to third or second, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, I think they're kind of playing for their Giants' lives right now, because their future is going to be determined based on what they do in 2021. They've all expressed an interest in returning.
Right.
But whether they do, 2022, Zaidi's hands are going to, you know, fingerprints are going to be all over that team because mm-hmm. there's going to be no one left except Longoria, maybe, from the previous, you know, administration.
Yeah. Well, we look forward to you returning to the roast as well, John. Thanks so much again for writing that article on Frank Robinson
Absolutely.
And the lack of diversity in baseball. And we'll catch up with you again later in spring training.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Thanks, everybody.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.